condition, and there's a report that a passenger's bag may have mistakenly hit the emergency fuel shutoff button. And this is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
The White House now detailing President Trump's proposals for fighting gun violence in schools across America in the wake of several high-profile school shootings, including last month's massacre in South Florida. Not among his proposals, any talk of raising the minimum age for buying a firearm. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos will chair a new federal school safety commission that's called for by the president, and she says...
The point being that we have to get much broader than just talking about guns.
She was speaking on NBC's Today show, the president's recommendations do include bolstering background checks and encouraging states to let qualified armed personnel into schools. Sunday marked the 7th anniversary of the huge earthquake and tsunami in Japan, which left about 18,000 people dead or missing, while also triggering the world's worst nuclear disaster since Chernobyl. In Japan, they marked it with a moment of silence nationwide at 2:46 p.m. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There is a Tuesday special election for a U.S. House seat that's been in GOP hands for nearly 15 years. 60-year-old current Republican state lawmaker Rick Saccone's in a very tight race with Democrat Connor Lamb in a district that President Trump won by 20 points in 2016. The GOP has spent more than $8 million on TV advertising, almost twice what the Democratic Party has spent on Lamb's campaign. Lamb is a 33-year-old former federal prosecutor and Marine veteran. Saccone, again a state lawmaker, is a retired Air Force officer. Tuesday brings the special election for the seat left vacant when Republican Tim Murphy had to step down after a sex scandal. Country music star Tim McGraw collapses Sunday night on stage at a C2C concert in Dublin, Ireland, but he's reportedly doing fine today and was suffering from dehydration. A statement was sent to the Nashville Tennessean on McGraw's behalf, saying the singer was tended to by medical staff on site and that he will be fine. His wife, singer Faith Hill, says she made the decision last night that her husband could not return to the stage after he fell to his knees and appeared to be disoriented. And another big winter storm has its sights set on the Northeast and New England. Forecasters say it's loaded with high winds and at least a foot of wet snow could knock out power again late tonight into tomorrow, especially in New England. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider. And this crazy weather, what, we're going for the third round of nor'easters now. So today we've got a chance of rain and snow, mainly after 5 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. Northeast wind 6 to 8 miles an hour. The afternoon, chance of precipitation is a low of 30%. Little or no snow accumulation expected. Tonight, rain and snow likely before 10 p.m., then snow. Low around 30 degrees, northeast wind around 9 miles per hour. Chance of that precipitation is 90%. New snow accumulations of 1 to 3 inches possible. Tuesday, snow likely before 1 p.m., then a slight chance of rain showers. Mostly cloudy with a high near 45 degrees. Northwest wind 9 to 13 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New snow accumulations of less than 1 inch possible.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Back. This is Get Healthy Hunterdon with Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. And have we got a program set up here for you today and stuff on the altered states. We're going to be talking about how endorphins enhance your moods. And as you all know, endorphins are chemicals called peptides that are made in your body. They have much of the same effect on the person as opium or morphine. As a result, they actually lower the feeling of pain in the body and can create a feeling of bliss or euphoria. They are often created and released when a person exercises, becomes excited, or even eats certain foods such as spicy peppers and that chocolate. Most of you athletes out there know of the endorphin rush or sensation when you get that runner's high. That's what happens chemically in your body as you produce more and more of the endorphin from that exercise level. Not only are endorphins thought to block the sensation of pain, but they also work to lower stress levels and support the immune system. That's generally what happens to a lot of athletes and stuff, especially runners, bicyclists, and people who go out when the weather, in weather-dependent kind of activities and stuff. When you aren't able to get out and get your, what they call your runner's fix or your runner's high and stuff, you go through a withdrawal of having that natural euphoric feeling that is produced when you start having that endorphin supply kicked up a little bit. Some studies have indicated that they can cause certain cells called natural killer cells to be triggered, these endorphins. Once those cells are stimulated, they work to fight cancer cells. As a result, some researchers believe that chemicals may be used to lower the likelihood of developing cancer or to help fight that dreaded disease. Depleted supplies of the feel-good transmitters means it will be impossible for you to be feel happy, upbeat, motivated, or on track. You will feel just the opposite, a decrease in energy and interest, feelings of worthlessness, and a pervasive sense of helplessness to control the course of your life. Almost sounds like we should get some of these people that are on antidepressive medications or meds for mood swings and things like that to start getting them into a little bit of exercise. We don't have to get them to be, you know, making a sweating break or something like that, but get them to get up and walk around the block or run up and down a few flights of stairs on a regular basis and stuff, and let's see what happens with that. The majority of your emotions and memories are processed by your brain's limbic system, which includes the hypothalamus, the region that handles a range of functions from breathing and sexual satisfaction to hunger and emotional response. The limbic system is also rich with opioid receptors. When endorphins reach the opioid receptors of the highly emotional limbic system, and if everything is working normally, you experience pleasure and a sense of satisfaction. That's why when they did some laboratory studies and all, the with rats or mice and stuff, they found that when stimulated in the limbic system, these rats would prefer to have the opioid rush than to go and eat. So we can kind of see what happens, just how addictive these opioids can be on the human or even in the animal studies that go on. What's possible to have happen in the animal studies, what we call the clinical trials and stuff, can also be seen in, adults or, people that are out there doing meds and things like that, and how they become very easily addicted to having that sensation and all. Certain transmitters, when depleted, may cause you to be easily agitated or angered, experience mild to severe anxiety, and have sleep problems. You may feel more psychological and physical pain. These can all be symptoms of neurotransmitter insufficiencies. Major neurotransmitters are the feel-good used in the body and all. With the Nutrimost program that we use and stuff, we really target in and see how that hypothalamus, which is part of that limbic system, really helps to reset the new lower weight that we arrive at as we go through our program. And as we're going through it, we look at those neurotransmitter interrupters, foods that you may be eating because you like the taste, but are actually throwing your body into chaos and unbalance and all. And as a result of that, we help to identify those things. We take them out of the system, reset the body with that hypothalamus, the limbic system, and then reintroduce those things to see if they're still causing those reactions to it and all. The use of electricity dates back in science history to Mesmer, who tried to use magnetism for a variety of problems. Alan Child, M.D., assistant professor of pharmacy at the University of Texas at Austin, suggested that electrical therapy actually dates back to ancient Egypt. Currently, acceptable electrical therapies, including the TENS, or transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation device. Most of you are aware of those things. It's like a little size of about a cigarette pack that you would attach to your belt or your pant rim and all, and it has a few leads that go to little pads that stick onto your skin, and then it delivers a small little electrical current pulse to the area to help deaden or reduce the inflammation, pain levels, or the spasming that goes on with the muscles. Currently accepted electrical muscles includes the TENS unit, the electrical transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation device, which is an accepted treatment for pain, and variations on the TENS. One is the fine electrical stimulator, which are used for treating some stroke patients. Electrical currents have been experimented with for hard-to-heal bone fractures. This is a very interesting application and all, which we will return back to after our break.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And this is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon and Nutrimost of Flemington. As we were talking about the use of endorphins and how we can stimulate them and bring them back into the body, just a little review. The use of electricity dates back in scientific history as far back as ancient Egypt. And currently acceptable electrical therapies includes the TENS, the transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulating devices, FES or fine electrical stimulators, which are used for treating some stroke patients. Electrical currents have been experimented with for hard to heal bone fractures. And it's kind of interesting how the body itself has a certain electrical current to it and all. And when you put a current around a healing or mending bone and stuff, you can, in many experimentation applications and stuff, actually enhance the healing and speed the healing up of that area and things like that. So, again, you know, putting electrical current properly level-wise and proper flow-wise and stuff can really speed up the healing of a fracture. There are also now brain or cranial TENS devices called CESs, which seem to impact brain chemistry in many significant ways. Cranial electrical stim, or the CES devices, are thought to raise alpha waves, raise blood levels of endorphins, and increase conversion of the amino acids into the brain's neural transmitters. The FDA has approved CES devices for anxiety, depression, insomnia, and stress. Again, these things seem to really work with having an effect on the endorphin levels. And again, the endorphins, as we know, has to do with that euphoric good feeling sensation that you have, and also helps to reduce the pain. So a multitude or a multifaction of what's going on there. The bioelectrical approach may be useful to modulate the neural transmitters in the brain such that they may rebalance the immune system and help with aspects of all depression and anxiety-type symptoms. Patients who first use the cranial electrical stimulation, the CES device, can often experience benefits in the first 30 minutes of the session. Often a good marker of its benefits is that it will produce good relaxation and even improve that sleep. And then that goes back to how it helps to raise the alpha waves. When your body gets into that deep sleep, we're talking the alpha waves or the REM, the rapid eye motion state and stuff. So that really helps with that. For other individuals, an appropriate trial may be concurrently used with amino acids or antidepressants, which require at least 3 weeks to reach their full effect, and sometimes as much as 2 months to reach the full benefits. So again, this is an early experimentation or therapy with that and all, but I think the possibilities of something like this would be far outreach with not getting people addicted to or hooked on the opioid issues that are going on. Endorphin deficiency is a condition that occurs when chemicals that are produced naturally by the brain, called endorphins, are not made in high enough amounts. This can become and be caused by genetic or acquired reasons. Endorphins are used by the body as a type of mood and pain regulator, and they help people feel joy, contentment, and general well-being. A deficiency causes depression, chronic unexplained pain, and a low tolerance for pain. In many instances, low levels are misdiagnosed as depressive disorders. Interesting. Low chemistry of these endorphins can be masked by many, many different signs and symptoms. Improved self-esteem is a key psychological benefit of endorphins enhancement. How can a CES unit help me? CES has shown benefits for a variety of other conditions. Phobias, closed head injuries, cigarette withdrawal, bronchial asthma, excessive acid secretions by the stomach, bulimia, anorexia nervosa all respond to cranial electrical stimulation. The alpha state induced by the CES may also improve sports performance, plus learning memory, and so much more. Alpha brain waves. In general, we are accustomed to using the beta brain rhythm. When we diminish the brain rhythm to alpha, we put ourselves in the ideal condition to learn new information, keep fact, data, perform elaborate tasks, learn languages, analyze complex situations, meditation, relaxation exercises, and activities that enable this sense of calm also enable this alpha state. According to neuroscientists, analyzing electroencephalograms of people submitted to tests in order to research the effect of decreasing the brain rhythm, the attentive relaxation or the deep relaxation produced significant increases in the level of the beta endorphin, norepinephrines and dopamines, linked to feelings of enlarged mental clarity and formation of remembrances, and that this effect lasts for hours and even days. It is an ideal state for synthetic thought and creativity, the proper functions of the right hemisphere. As it is easy for the hemisphere to create image, to visualize, to make association, to deal with drawing, diagram, and emotion, as well as the use of good humor and pleasure, learning is better absorbed if these elements are added to the study. Sugar rush. Time and again you've been experienced the intense effect that food can have on your moods. cakes, cookies, and fudge are known as pleasure foods, not only because they delight your taste buds, but because they can make you feel calm and happy, at least temporarily. This sugar-induced sense of euphoria comes from several chemical mechanisms in your brain. First of all, the sheer pleasure of tasting a chocolate treat or powdery donut stimulates your brain's pleasure pathways and the release of those dopamine and endorphins, the chemicals that make your brain feel exhilarated. You also get a quick surge of energy as the sugar hits your bloodstream. Unfortunately, that energized feeling lasts only as long as the sugar rush. Once your blood sugar levels drop, about an hour or two later, you're left feeling drained and out of sorts. You become addicted, looking for another hit. That's one of the problems that we have with today's societies. People are donut and coffee starting in the morning. They have smoothies that are filled with a lot of sugars that quickly burn and give you that euphoric feeling. And then some people have a tendency of crashing later on in the afternoon. So we need to do some moderation with our food choices throughout the day, and also we can help eliminate those issues. The sugar rush can also excessive sadness, crying easily, even over small things like TV commercials. You know a few of those people. Being overly sensitive to pain, both physically or emotionally, find it hard to get over losses, and you crave chocolate, wine, marijuana, opiate drugs, or other treats for pleasure and comfort. Again, this is where that overriding response and overriding requirement by the body to keep refilling that that rush and stuff of feeling good and stuff. That's why a lot of people that are addicted and stuff, you'll see, would rather have that fix of that endorphin and Kefalon and as opposed to eating it all. Neurotransmitter deficiencies. It is crucial that all of the major neurotransmitters be present daily and in sufficient amounts in order for the brain to be chemically balanced. When there are insufficient amounts of one or more of these, it upsets the ratio and symptoms are experienced. Norepinephrine, it functions for arousal, energy, and drive. Drugs that affect the neurotransmitters, cocaine, speed, caffeine, and tobacco. What are some of the signs and symptoms of a deficiency? Lack of drive, depression, lack of energy. GABA, staying calm and focusing. Drugs that affect this neurotransmitter, cocaine, speed, Valium, alcohol, marijuana, and tobacco. And what are the signs and symptoms of having a deficiency? Free-floating anxiety, fearfulness, insecurity, can't relax or sleep, and unexplained panic attacks. Oh my gosh. What happens when we don't, for the endorphin neurotransmitter, what does it function for? Psychological, physical pain relief, pleasure, reward, good loving feelings towards others. And drugs that affect this can be heroin, marijuana, alcohol, sugar, and tobacco. And what are the signs and symptoms of it? Overly sensitive feelings of incompleteness, inability to experience pleasure normally, and would lack color, inability to love. And we're going to take another commercial break with that. and we will return.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the second time in as many weeks, a package has exploded in a residential neighborhood in Austin, Texas. They say this morning's blast killed a teenage male and left a woman in her 40s critically injured. This explosion happens at an address in East Austin. Back on the 2nd of March, a 39-year-old man died when a package exploded at his home in Northeast Austin in New York City last evening. A pilot puts out a Mayday call after his sightseeing helicopter with five passengers aboard plunges into New York City's East River. All five passengers were killed, the pilot's in stable condition, and there's a report that a passenger's bag may have mistakenly hit the emergency fuel shutoff button. And this is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
The White House now detailing President Trump's proposals for fighting gun violence in schools across America in the wake of several high-profile school shootings, including last month's massacre in South Florida. Not among his proposals, any talk of raising the minimum age for buying a firearm. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos will chair a new federal school safety commission that's called for by the president, and she says...
The point being that we have to get much broader than just talking about guns.
She was speaking on NBC's Today show, the president's recommendations do include bolstering background checks and encouraging states to let qualified armed personnel into schools. Sunday marked the 7th anniversary of the huge earthquake and tsunami in Japan, which left about 18,000 people dead or missing, while also triggering the world's worst nuclear disaster since Chernobyl. In Japan, they marked it with a moment of silence nationwide at 2:46 p.m. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's a Tuesday special election for a U.S. House seat that's been in GOP hands for nearly 15 years. 60-year-old current Republican state lawmaker Rick Saccone's in a very tight race with Democrat Connor Lamb in a district that President Trump won by 20 points in 2016. The GOP has spent more than $8 million on TV advertising, almost twice what the Democratic Party has spent on Lamb's campaign. Lamb is a 33-year-old former federal prosecutor and Marine veteran. Saccone, again a state lawmaker, is a retired Air Force officer. Tuesday brings the special election for the seat left vacant when Republican Tim Murphy had to step down after a sex scandal. Country music star Tim McGraw collapses Sunday night on stage at a C2C concert in Dublin, Ireland, but he's reportedly doing fine today and was suffering from dehydration. A statement was sent to the Nashville Tennessean on McGraw's behalf, saying the singer was tended to by medical staff on site and that he will be fine. His wife, singer Faith Hill, says she made the decision last night that her husband could not return to the stage after he fell to his knees and appeared to be disoriented. And another big winter storm has its sights set on the Northeast and New England. Forecasters say it's loaded with high winds and at least a foot of wet snow could knock out power again late tonight into tomorrow, especially in New England. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And once again, we're going to give you that weather for this upcoming evening and all tonight. Rain and snow likely before 10 p.m., then snow. Low around 30 degrees, northeast wind around 9 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation at a high 90%. New snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible. On Tuesday, snow likely before 1 p.m., then a slight chance of rain showers. Mostly cloudy, with a high near 45, northwest winds 9 to 13 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is down to 60%. New snow accumulations of less than 1 inch. And that was very good. And we're going to continue on with these neurotransmitters and all. And the last one I want to bring up is called serotonin. And far as what it does, it's an emotional stability, pain tolerance, and self-confidence. Things that would help affect it and things would be sugar, marijuana, ecstasy, and tobacco. And what are signs and symptoms of a serotonin insufficiency? Depression, obsession, worry, low self-esteem, sleep problems, hunger, and irritability. Sounds like a lot of people out there have a lot of neurotransmitter interrupters and neurotransmitter deficiencies going on out there. And it would be interesting to see if we could help them utilize better choices in as far as food selections and just life selections and all. Depleted supplies of the feel-good transmitters that we just mentioned means it will be impossible for you to feel happy, upbeat, motivated, or on track. You'll feel just the opposite. A decrease in energy and interest, feelings of worthlessness, and a pervasive sense of helplessness to control the course of your life. Now, how many people are there out there suffering from that? Also known as endorphin deficiency disorder, EDS, a deficiency of endorphins can be difficult for the medical professionals to diagnose initially until testing shows the lack of these chemicals. Many of the symptoms associated with EDS are similar to the symptoms that occur in depressive disorders such as manic depression and bipolar disorders. Interesting. Depression, chronic or intermittent, and general body aches are the two most common symptoms, and a person may also have a tendency to cry without a logical reason or feel pain more easily. EDS makes it difficult for people to be generally happy in their lives. Certain transmitters, when depleted, may cause you to be easily agitated or angered, experience mild to severe anxiety, and have sleep problems. You may feel more psychological and physical pain. These can all be symptoms of neurotransmitter insufficiencies. Major neurotransmitters help you to feel good. Endorphins, that's a major feel-good chemicals. Although more research needs to be done, endorphins are believed to produce four key effects on the body-mind. They enhance the immune system, they relieve pain, they reduce stress, and postpone the aging process. Reduce pain and anxiety and increase the feeling of well-being. They stimulate the immune system and they help you learn. They reduce appetite for drugs and alcohol-seeking behavior. Consider endorphins the chemical that transmit information from one cell to another in the central nervous system and produce feelings of euphoria, intimacy, happiness, and overall well-being. Dr. Ruver says it's the state of mind known as flow. When musicians and amateur drummers find themselves in flow, especially at a slower, steady beat, that they can shift into rhythm of deep relaxation and expanded awareness. These altered states, she says, release the flow of endorphins, or the feel-good chemicals, that can help improve, if even for a short time, your quality of life. Alpha rhythms tend to stimulate the release of pleasure neurochemicals, like endorphins, dopamines, or norepinephrine. This is more so with the frequency used with the cranial electrical stimulation tools. There comes a point in every relationship when passion, love, signaled by a racing pulse, decreased appetite, starts to wander. That's when the relationship either comes to an end, or if endorphins step in, develop into something deeper and more meaningful. When you're with someone you love and trust, a release of the endorphins makes you feel secure, compassionate, and connected. It's what strengthens long-term relationships. Interesting, those alpha rhythms. Aging. Endorphins can help slow the aging process. In addition to a change in mood, some scientists say that endorphins make our immune system stronger, lower blood pressure, and could even slow down our body's aging process. Endorphins have anti-aging effects by removing superoxide. The oxygen coming into the body from breathing can change into a superoxide. This is one of the biggest enemies for human-causing diseases and the aging process itself. Some scientists claim that endorphins can remove the harmful superoxide by facilitating the production of superoxide dismutase. This is possible because the endorphins can keep the brain cells young and healthy. Superoxide dismutase is the enzyme which neutralizes the toxicity of the harmful superoxide. Therefore, endorphins have an anti-aging effect. Certain aromas can lift your mood by influencing the production of endorphins, the brain's feel-good chemicals. For example, the scent of vanilla helps reduce anxiety, which is often associated with depression. According to a study at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Center, patients undergoing MRIs who breathe vanilla-scented air reported 63% less anxiety than those who breath unscented air. So keep that vanilla handy. Scientists now know of at least 7 chemicals in the endorphin family that have effects on memory and learning. Endorphins, according to the neuroscientist, serve as the body's natural reward system, providing us with a rush of pleasure whenever we learn something or act in some way that is conducive to our survival as a species. This means that new belief systems designed to affect desirable behavior changes, if presented to the mind when it is flooded with endorphins, may be perceived as beneficial and adopted as such. We're going to take a little commercial break and we will return.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington at Get Healthy Hunterdon. Our nutrient of the week is called Green Caps, and it's made from plant-based whole foods of alfalfa, spirulina, chlorophyll, and it helps to detox, cleanse, and heals the body. It's great for detoxing at the cellular level that then in turn leads to clear vision, skin, bowels, and blood. Stop down and ask for your green caps. Now, as we were talking about these endorphins, and it's just exciting and very, very informative story that we had here and all, it's just amazing how it can go. Scientists now know that at least 7 chemicals in the endorphin family that have effects on memory and learning. Endorphins, according to neuroscientists, serve as the body's natural reward system, providing us with a rush of pleasure whenever we learn something or act in some way that is conducive to our survival as a species. This means that the new belief system designed to affect desirable behavior changes if presented to the mind when it is flooded with endorphins may be perceived as beneficial and adopted as such. So this is really kind of interesting of a cause and effect and all that goes on. Your memory, you can improve your memory by the help of endorphins because they can keep the brain cells young and healthy. They will help you to maintain a harmonious relationship with your colleagues. You will also be able to think creatively and have more endurance. Scientists have found that the endorphins released when the brain is exposed to alpha and theta patterns enhance many mental functions. Endorphins have a powerful strengthening effect on learning and memory, for instance, and have been known to reverse amnesia. Researcher David DeVille found that rats injected with endorphins remembered things longer. Dr. Andrew Schally, back in 1987, winner of the Nobel Prize for Medicine, found that rats receiving injections of endorphins showed improved maze running ability, which is kind of an interesting and sort of like a standard for finding out how medications work with that and all. Aging decreases the beta endorphin enhancement of T cell mitogenics in the mice. Continuous exercise contributes to the brain's release of endorphins, and endorphins reduce the intensity of pain sensed by the brain. The psychological results of the endorphin release mechanism is one of deep relaxation, respiration slows down, heart rate decreases, eyes dilate, blood is shunt from the extremities to the body's core, which improves digestion and venous flow to the internal organs. Lymphatic speeds up, and this increases the excretion of waste and toxins from the body. The immune system. Endorphins enhance our immune system. When they are secreted, they activate natural killer cells called NK cells and thereby increase our immune system. Under stress, your immunocompetence is reduced remarkably. Natural killer cells are likely to lose their effects under stress. Natural killer cells, which take responsibility for the immune system by killing defective cells, such as cancer cells, also have the ability to kill cancer cells. Endorphin research suggests a link between our emotional state of well-being and the health of our immune system. Endorphins and other neurotransmitters that are flooded into our bloodstream during stressful as well as good times are often felt physically as we get a queasy or nervous feeling in our stomach. That gut feeling most people at one time or another have felt is our second brain talking to us, according to Jeff Cohen, MD, a Kaiser neurologist. Stress. Endorphins are anti-stress hormones. The ability to cope with the stress is in proportion to the endorphin level we have in our body. We will encounter great difficulties in removing our stress unless sufficient amounts of endorphins are released. If you're feeling stressed, why not try some stress reliever that also makes you feel good? 82% of participants in one study suffering from an anxiety disorder reported a significant improvement in their symptoms after treating with the cranial electrical stimulation. During times of emotional stress, endorphins are released in the limbic system of the brain and produce a euphoria that lessens anxiety and melancholy. Endorphins make us feel good. They give us a sensation of wellness and peace, helping shrink our problems to their true dimensions. They diminish our creating a euphoric feeling, an effect that gives us energy, enthusiasm, and powers to accomplish daily tasks. How does the endorphins affect your blood pressure? The release of endorphins lowers the blood pressure, a major indicator in heart disease, and has even been implicated in the fight against cancer. During stress, people who secrete endorphins have lower heart rate reactivity. Before and during recovery from stress, an endorphin producer has lower mean arterial blood pressure. Endorphins are the body's own opiate. Endorphins are substances produced by our human brain. They're important for pain control as well as regulating blood pressure and body temperature. During stress, people who secrete endorphins have lower heart rate reactivity. Before and during recovery from stress, an endorphin producer has lower mean arterial blood pressure. Endorphins are the body's own opiate. How does this help with anger? Chronic anger can be serious consequences on our health, resulting in hypertension, increased cholesterol levels, damaged or blocked arteries, aggravated heart disease, increased susceptibility to infection due to a depressed immune system, and longer recovery time from major traumas to the body. When acted out, anger can result in physical violence inflicted on themselves or others, And when internalized inward, anger can result in depression and may lead to unhealthy coping mechanisms such as use of alcohol or other substance misuse. A study done in Texas reported an 83% positive response after cranial electrical stimulation treatment in patients suffering from severe aggressive attacks that could not be managed by drugs. 67% of the severely aggressive patients that had been permanently institutionalized were well enough to be discharged after 3 months of daily cranial electrical stimulation treatments. Interesting. In animal studies at the University of Tennessee Medical Center, researchers used drugs to deliberately upset the homeostatic balance among the brain's neurotransmitters in canine subjects. In this way, they induced Parkinson-like behavior in dogs. Once all drugs were removed from their bloodstreams and the animals were put back on normal feeding schedules, they returned to normal behavior within 3 to 7 days. If the cranial electrical stimulation treatment was applied at the time the drugs were removed, all animals returned to normal within 2 to 8 hours. The research concluded that the cranial electrical stimulation was effective in bringing back the pre-stress homeostasis and neurotransmitters. Endorphins play an important role in reducing depression. According to the Mayo Clinic, endorphins, natural's free gift to us, is one way to alleviate depression. And while endorphins are known for their ability to reduce the physical pain, sometimes as effective as a dose of morphine, many people do not realize that they are also play a key role in reducing anxiety and depression too. Sleep. The increase in norepinephrine causes the adrenaline to be released, and the reduction of serotonin makes sleep difficulty to impossible. It is important to note that serotonin is a sleep-enabling neurotransmitter, not a sleep-inducing one. A lack of serotonin makes sleep very hard to achieve. Once the serotonin becomes available, the body demands the sleep it now badly needs. As levels are restored, you notice that you sleep better, think more clearly, and are slower to anger, feel more at peace and relaxed. You find you're more positive, focused, and motivated. These feelings begin to replace negative thoughts, hopelessness, in the present. Yawning. The more of these compounds activated in the brain, the greater the frequency of yawning. Conversely, a greater presence in the brain of opiates, neurotransmitters such as epinephrine, the less frequency you're yawning. And that is it, folks. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families,
hey,
for families.
How are we doing today?
Inside our circle of care,
wonderful.
We offer
I like
coordinated
what you did here
care
with that
for
little
your entire
icon
family,
at the top
for me. Led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
How's everybody doing? Good?
USA Radio News.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos said states and localities seeking to protect schools against shooters should consider allowing teachers to carry firearms in classrooms. DeVos also joined Fox News to talk about why now is the time to do something about what's happening in our classrooms.
Every time we've had a situation like this, we've had a lot of discussion, and camps go into their various corners, and then we sit and don't get anything done. Mm-hmm. The president is committed to taking action.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy said today that California is breaking the law by creating and allowing sanctuary cities. He explains his point of view on Fox News.
Californians believe in the Constitution, and this is what's so outrageous here. We are a rule of law country. They are breaking down the rule of law by creating a sanctuary city.
This is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. Tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. Isn't it time to make a change? If drugs and alcohol is a problem in your life or someone you care about, it's time to make a change. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering amazing life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Program has successfully helped over 50,000 people get their life back. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple call to 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. That's 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. We are open 24/7 and all calls are confidential and free. Call now. 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com.
The NTSB